Oh, I think it's recording, Pastor.
Right to the head of the class. It's a lot of technology now. It's not just getting in the Word anymore. There we go. Well, that probably looks familiar if you've been in Sunday school the past few weeks. And this morning we were actually talking about dare to be different and what that sort of means to a Christian today. How many were in Sunday school? I think a lot of you were. Some of you weren't. Yeah? All right. Who wasn't? Nah, I won't say that. That might be embarrassing. But one of the verses that I really wanted to get to, and I think brings this all together, is Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And Tim actually mentioned this verse this morning, and I was a little bit afraid he might jump into it and steal my thunder, but he kind of went on. For a number of years now, I've been thinking about this verse, and I think about it a lot. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I've thought often about this picture we have between conformed and transformed. I actually haven't looked up the Greek, but I really like the English. I like those two words, and many things come to mind. If you think about that long enough, conformed is a very passive type of thing. Outside forces are acting on you and changing you, right? Transformed is really quite the opposite and implies that you are acting on outside forces. It's energy from within. And just want to explore that a little further. So these are, this is about, I came up with a lot more than this. This is what I figured I really couldn't do more than two slides on this. But these are some things that I think of when I think of conformed and when I think of transformed. And I just want to kind of go through this a little bit. So conformed, I think of worn down. Think of something that's maybe been out in the elements, an old house in a community that's been abandoned some years ago. And as time goes on and the weather happens and the frost and the wind and the paint peels off and then the things start to sag, it's becoming conformed, isn't it? It's outside forces are acting on it. There's nothing in that house that's going to keep it maintained. Whereas transformed reminds me of something, instead of being worn down, it's actually growing, it's actually changing, it's actually improving. There's life there. Something that's conformed is beaten. And the image I have on this is I was watching, I don't know why, every now and then I watch these car improvement shows. I'm the worst mechanic ever. I think I'm fascinated by people that can work with a car and actually, you know, see something happen that is a good thing. But I was watching a guy take a flat piece of metal one time, and he turned it into a beautiful fender for an old, I don't know, Packard or something, when they had really fancy fenders. And he took some hammers, and he was just beating on that flat piece of metal and conforming it into the shape that he wanted. And I thought, you know, that reminds me of that verse. Outside forces, the metal had no say in it whatsoever. It was just being changed by this guy beating on it with a hammer. And so I think in his Christian life, we can think of someone who's conforming as just being worn down by the circumstances. Whereas transforming, that's a person who's having victory. That's a person who is using the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to be victorious in their Christian life. Drifting. You throw a stick into a river, it just goes down the river. It doesn't fight the current. It just goes wherever a leaf that's out blowing around, a dead leaf in the fall, every little bit of wind, you see it going every which way. When I think of conformed, sometimes when I see that leaf, I think of, you know, that's just drifting, and that verse tossed about by every wind of doctrine. Whereas we do not need to be drifting. We are not to be drifting. We are to be purposeful. We're to have a purpose, and those outside forces, we're supposed to resist that, and sometimes that's going to require going against the current, going against the wind. path of least resistance. That's the flow of water, right? It just goes wherever it's easiest to go. That's where it's going to be. If it finds a wall, but then there's someplace else to go, it'll hit that wall and go someplace else. So when I think of path of least resistance, or when I hear someone say that, sometimes I think of this verse, and I think we ought to be principled. We ought to live our lives according to principles set down by the Word of God. Decay and rot. And I already had that image of the shack. Think of the forest floor, and a leaf falls. And before long, that leaf starts to look like its environment, doesn't it? Eventually, it's going to turn into soil. I think that's what happens to them. And the longer it's in its environment, the more it begins to look like its environment. Is that how a Christian is supposed to be? But do we find ourselves there sometimes, being in our environment and eventually conforming to that environment and beginning to look like those around us? We're not supposed to decay and rot and become like our environment. We're supposed to heal. We're supposed to develop. We're supposed to spiritually grow and mature. Someone who's just there letting outside forces act on them, they're the victim, are they not? They'd have, I guess some of the examples I've already used, that piece of metal, it's just being hammered. It doesn't offer any resistance whatsoever. But we are not to be a victim. We are to live victorious Christian lives. We are to be the victor. The victory has already been established. We're just invited to partake in it. So if you were in Sunday school, this is kind of what we talked about the whole time. Conformed, fitting in, being like those around us. We're not to conform, we're not to fit in. We are to be like Joseph and Daniel, standing out, people noticing a difference about us. Not at the mercy of the elements, not a victim, or instead of being at the mercy of the elements, or our circumstances. I mean, how often do our circumstances dictate how we act? It's not to be that way. That's being conformed, that's being passive. We are to rise above our circumstances and be more like this word, transformed. Rather than being powerless, we're invited to be indwelled of the Holy Spirit. Be not drunk with wine, where it's in excess, but be filled with the Spirit of God. We're not to becoming more and more like the world, we're to becoming more and more like Jesus Christ. We're not to be dead. And really, all of these things that we've talked about in the column of conformed, they're dead things. They're things that have no ability whatsoever to have any energy or any life of their own. They're just being acted on. But we are not dead. We're made alive. We'll get into that. There's a good verse that talks about that. Several, actually, but one we'll look at. But then I thought, okay, dead versus alive, because this is where I keep coming back to. Things that are passive, things that are being acted on, they act like dead things. Something that's dead has no ability to resist. So how do you tell if something is alive? Has no ability to resist the forces of its environment. It's eventually like that leaf, conformed to its environment, turned into soil. But when you think about life, life develops, life grows, life transforms. Think of the caterpillar turning into a butterfly. It's a sign of life. It's a sign that there's life within. So to me, really comes down to being conformed, being transformed is the difference between spiritually dead or between life and death, spiritual life and spiritual death. I actually looked up a scientific website and I said, what are some characteristics of life? Because, I think I had this conversation with my kids one day in the car. How do you know something's alive? And, it was actually, I had to think about it a little bit. And I think one of the things that came up, self-aware. Well, that's a sign of that we're alive, certainly. But what about a plant? right? A plant doesn't have self-awareness, but we do consider it alive. So some of the things that I found, living things, they grow. Dead things do not grow. Living things develop. They reproduce. They have and use energy. And they are not merely affected by their environment, although they are, but they influence and change the environment around them. So as we think of physical death and physical life, as these scientists were thinking, I thought, well, isn't that neat? Because the Bible says that we were once spiritually dead, but now we are spiritually alive. We are not to be conformed to the to this world. We are to be transformed. We are not to act like dead people, or we're not to act like we're dead. We're to act like we are alive. And in salvation, we are given spiritual life. Ephesians 2:1, and you have been quickened, which means made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. And, you know, Tim made the great point this morning in Sunday school that we can't stand out and be different on our own. It's not something that we are born with. We are to rely on the Holy Spirit of God for that. It's God's power that makes us different. It's God's power that made us spiritually alive. And it's His power that we have to rely on to be transformed and to renew our mind each and every day. That's it? I really thought I had more than that. No, that's it. Discuss amongst yourselves. I think we need to think about that as we go our ways this week, because we're doing one or the other. You know, you're not in a. All of us are in a state of change. You cannot stop where you are and be there. So you're either being conformed, you're either being acted on, and being conformed to this world, or you're being transformed and having an influence on the environment around you. So with that, we will close in prayer. Father, we thank you for our time together. This is truly an important concept, Lord, that you have made in your word, that we are to be not conformed to the image of this world, not to be like the world around us. We are to be different. And you've given us the power to do so, the power through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to transform ourselves into the image of your dear Son, for your honor and your glory, first of all, but also, Lord, that we might stand out in this world, that we might be salt and light, a guide to those around us, something that, Lord, they can look to and say, there's something different about that person. That person has a power that doesn't come from themselves. And, Lord, in that, we would provide, or there would be opportunities, Lord, to even lead someone to the Lord Jesus Christ, the source of that power, the source of that difference. Lord, I thank you for this group of people who have come out tonight, who have been faithful, and Lord, I pray that you would bless them for it, give them safety on the roads as they travel later on. Help us, Lord, each to consider the rest of this week, Lord, that we might, in everything we do, honor and glorify you. And ask these things in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Tim.
I'll try and turn it off, but maybe it's that one.
No, I don't know.
Middle one, right? On the middle, isn't it? Let's say number 327 together as we conclude. Yeah, that's nasty. We'll finish up. And we'll go home. 327.
Weston for taking the time to prepare. And my heart was challenged today. I hope yours was as well. I'll be honest with you, I don't think I've ever thought of conformed and transformed that way. That has given me new things to think about. And my heart was really blessed with such a thought. And I praise the Lord for that, and I trust that you'll take those things to heart tonight and consider them, because I think there's some wonderful truth for us to consider in those verses. And sometimes we get verses that are so familiar to us, we just kind of read right over them, and we never give much thought to what they really have to say. And also today, this morning, we were challenged with the reality of, are we just playing the part of a Christian? Those are good thoughts for us. We need that. If we're going to go forward and serve the Lord Jesus Christ, folks, we need to be going in the right way with the right motive according to the Word of God. It's so easy for us to live by our thinking, our reasoning, and our way. That's the natural man. But the natural man is supposed to be dead, and we're supposed to be renewed in the spirit of our mind, as the verse says, and we're supposed to be living by the new man under the power and control of the Spirit of God and walking in that newness of life. And I trust that we'll take those things that we've been given today and meditate on them and chew on them. I trust that as you go tonight, that God will give you safety, and trust that the Lord will bring us back again on Wednesday night and then Friday night for a time of fellowship and also for our business. Let's close our time in a word of prayer, then we'll be dismissed. Father, we do thank you for this night. We thank you, Lord, for the time that we've been able to be together. Lord, for the time to sing. Lord, for a special number and for the talents of your people to be displayed. We thank you for the Word of God as it's been presented today. And Lord, what a blessing it's been to my heart and to others as well. And Father, I pray that those things which we have heard and we have seen tonight, Lord, I pray that we would take them and consider them within our own heart. Do as the Scripture says, to meditate upon these things. That, Lord, we would be challenged by them, that we would grow because of them. And, Lord, let each and every one of us consider, is my life today being conformed or is it being transformed? It's one or the other, Lord. And quite frankly, if we are honest, we would find ourselves more often than not being conformed than we are transformed. But Lord, that's because we're living in the flesh and not in the spirit. So help us, Lord, to walk in the spirit that we not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So Lord, we'll thank you and praise you for it. We commit this time to you now, asking that you would bless us as we go. Lord, I pray for each one traveling home tonight and give them safety. Keep them, watch them, and Father, we'll thank you for it. We commit this week to you now and all the events of it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, you're dismissed.